NVC, Native Voice Communications.
This is Independent Native News. I'm Lori Townsend, sitting in for Nellie Moore. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee voted 10-5 Wednesday to approve Ross Swimmer as special trustee for the Department of Interior. All Republican panel members voted yes. All but two Democrats voted against Swimmer. Tribes across the country are divided over his credibility for the job. Swimmer was Assistant Secretary for Indian Affairs during the Reagan administration. Many tribal leaders have criticized his handling of programs during his 1980s tenure. Swimmer's confirmation will still need full Senate approval. If confirmed as special trustee, Swimmer, a former banker, will oversee the daily and annual balance of all funds held in trust by the United States for tribes and individual Indians. After years of planning and negotiating, a tribe in Washington state has cleared a major hurdle in its efforts to finish building an amphitheater south of Seattle. Jason Parr reports.
It's been an up-and-down project that has seen work stop several times on the White River Amphitheater, about an hour southeast of Seattle. Located in a relatively rural area with only country roads for access, neighbors have complained that the 20,000-seat facility would create traffic nightmares. The new plan from the Muckleshoot Tribe, approved by the state's Department of Transportation, allows the amphitheater to be connected to a state highway at four separate points. One local resident says the plan will create massive congestion at roads crossing the planned entrance and exit points. Residents estimate some 8,000 vehicles for each of the 30 to 40 shows per year. Project officials estimate about half that amount. The tribe's permit is limited to only 6 sold-out shows per year. If business proves to be better than that, their current permit would be in jeopardy. The Muckleshoots hope to open the facility by June. From Seattle, I'm Jason Parr.
And 30 years after the standoff between the American Indian Movement and tribal, state, and federal law enforcement at the small village of Wounded Knee on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, those who were present can still recall fear and confusion in the beginning hours of the 73-day occupation. Producer Richard Tuelk spoke with some Pine Ridge Lakota citizens who reminisced about what happened in 1973 and how 30 years later there is still a need for resolution.
They had a civil rights meeting over at the Calico community. Their people are just leaving, so my dad went in and asked where they were going, and they just said they were going to Wounded Knee.
My sister pulled in. She said, "They're taking over the store," and I looked outside, and there was a caravan, a car, like headlights coming down the hill.
We heard gunshots, and all of a sudden, you know, somebody came in and told them that they took over that church and the store.
All night long was just confusion.
And then the next morning, they said they had taken over the houses those white people lived in that owned the stores. My mom would say in the middle of the night, she'd grab us and say, "Get up and go downstairs, they're having a gunfight again." So, hey, we have to get up and we all go down there. When the gunfire's over, we come back up.
Like I said, I was like 41 days
out.
We didn't have any food then, and my brother was still in here. He was the last one that they took out of here.
We've seen these big old signs as you enter, it has enter at your own risk. A lot of these houses got burnt down during the occupation, and so a lot of stuff got destroyed during that time. And it's been like this for 30 years.
After the occupation, the people in our community were all split.
They have to put their differences aside for this. And they have to pay attention to the people. We pray about these things, you know. We go to sweat lodges and we pray. We offer tobacco and food.
To my way of thinking, I think this community needs a big healing.
Richard Tuelk collected those voices from Wounded Knee. Some Pine Ridge tribal members are now calling for federal compensation for economic, social, and cultural devastation they say resulted from that time. This is Independent Native News. I'm Lori Townsend.
Independent Native News is supported by Sanosky Chambers Law Firm of Albuquerque, San Diego, Anchorage, Juneau, and Washington, D.C., defending Native American interests since 1976, and by Wells Fargo Bank Alaska, helping customers, shareholders, and communities build secure financial futures. This is NVC, Native Voice Communications.